Blog Talk Radio.
Give me this here. All right. We can go with that. Hey.
This is March 2006.
This is a band from the 1960s. Gary Brooker, Pete Reed, Jeff Fisher, Benny Cordell. He's deaf. He looks a little whiter shade of pale.
We skip the life and go. We turn cartwheels across the floor. I was feeling kind of seasick.
Just as well.
the first just goes to turn the wire, trade off
Gary Booker, Gary Booker, the lead singer and keyboardist for the group Procol Harum. He's got a haunting voice. He's one of the mainstays, the icons of the '60s. I was White as Shade of Pale. Sang and recorded in 1967. I thought I did well with the top of the charts that year. A personal friend of some of the Beatles, Clapton. All the English invasion. The group was formed by Gary Booker, Keith Reed, Matt Fisher, and Doug Cardell. Also, Robin Trower was the lead guitarist for on the album Conquistador, which the White as Shade of Pale was off of. A very haunting voice. Welcome back, my friends. I bet you thought this was going to be aggressive. He's taking the night off, postponed his show for a later date. I'm Jay Hatter, your host for the evening. Along with me is my little sister, my friend, Deb Belize. She does all the heavy lifting in the back, so I can sit out here and look pretty. Hi, Deb.
Hey, Hatter.
You know, I sort of like these fill-in nights. Not a lot of work behind them, but we get to wing it. Tonight, you know, I think tonight we've got a subject that's going to be hilarious. It's going to be, I think our forefathers are going to roll over in their graves because I don't think we're talking about all those stupid laws that have been enforced and passed through the state. Some of them are ridiculous. Some of them have a reason, but sort of lost their. The thought of having laws. I mean, hit me with one. New Jersey, it's illegal to wear a vest.
Bulletproof vest.
While committing a crime. Who would have thought? I think that's just another one that we're going to add on. You commit wrong crime, you committed 10. This will be interesting. We've got a couple of lists we're going through. Anybody has some local laws where they live or know some, welcome to call in. Phone number is 646-668-2837. That's 646-668-2837. I've joined Deborah and myself.
And one half or two halves of the dynamic duo are in the studio.
Yep, Steven. Hello.
Just Steven? Steven Ander K.
No Ander K. She must be soaking in the tubby or something. We'll tell her we said hey.
Hey, dear.
Well, dear, she'll probably be in and out.
Oh, okay. Blow her face, say that's what matter. The wind. I hope she laughs when you do that.
Yeah.
I tell you, do it.
She does.
Okay.
I can just picture her rolling her eyes. Were you talking to Hatter again?
Yeah, I thought she'd get that. I called her Mrs. Nemesis. That's all about the perfect love story we have in Ohio. Can you imagine a guy that takes his woman into a park on a picnic, wind blowing in their hair, making little daisy chains for flowers in her hair, reading poetry. Could get more romantic than that.
The weather's getting warmer. It's almost time to do that again.
There you go.
I think they actually get to pull up and park next to a lake, though.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, that's our favorite park.
Oh.
Right next to Lake Erie.
Why is it called Lake Erie? Is there a reason it's called
Erie,
Lake Erie?
Erie, Pennsylvania?
Yeah, I don't know which was named first. It's not spelled like the Erie X-Files, which is two E's. It's only spelled with one E, so I'd have to look that up.
Yeah, it's spelled like Erie, Pennsylvania.
Most everything up there is about the Indian tribes in Milwaukee.
There were the Erie Indians, so that might be an Indian word.
Oh,
I never thought to look that up. Yeah. And by the way, it is illegal to hunt whales in Lake Erie on Sundays.
When was the last time you saw a whale on the lake, Hatter?
Yeah.
And if there were any other day of the week, it's fine. Just don't kill the poor thing on a Sunday.
Yeah, there's some that probably had some reason for it.
Yeah, I tried to look it up to find out how the hell that originated, and I couldn't find anything serious anyway.
Yeah. It'd be legal to be drunk in a bar just about anywhere.
Yeah. Speaking of drunk, it's illegal to get a fish drunk in Ohio. I'll have to remember that next time I catch one.
Damn, Stephen, now you can't share your next beer with the fish. What's wrong with that law?
Hey, in Alabama, it's illegal to drive blindfolded. On finger.
No way.
That's how Stephen drives every day, right, Steve?
That's right. What if you're
pretty
your dog
like
no matter how trained your dog is, it's illegal to have your pet drive a car in Alaska.
Wow.
Take me home, Fido.
Here's a really funny one from Ohio, because I read you the one about whaling on Sunday. No one may be arrested on Sunday or on the 4th of July in Ohio. So if you got caught whaling on Sunday, they can't arrest you for it until Monday.
Does that include murder? Like purge night or something? Gee.
That's got to do with having a judge on hand, because you got to be before a judge within 48 hours. So they don't want no judge to have to come out on Sunday.
Oh, well, like it would be the first time somebody was held for 24 or 48 hours before they got to see a judge. I mean, come on.
I don't know. Well, you know, in California, illegal to whistle for a locked canary before 7 a.m. So if you lock your canary at night, you can't call it. Oh, and I love this one. It's illegal to have a couch on your porch in Colorado.
Oh, okay.
Come on, what are you supposed to do with it?
Right, yeah. In Columbus, Ohio, hopefully you're not hungry on Sunday mornings for cereal, because it is illegal for stores to sell cornflakes on Sunday.
Wow. Now, you got to know the reason why. Why is there cornflakes? Wow. Yeah, I was, when I hitchhiked through some of the western states, I was in Idaho, and they said that, I was looking for a place to go have a drink. And a deputy sheriff or the sheriff of the community there figured that I looked out of place. So he came up to me and asked me, I said, I'm just looking for a pub or something to have a cold beer. He says, well, it's illegal to drink on Sundays, on the weekends. I said, a bad move. I said, is that right? Oh, I was judge. He goes, well, you can have a beer, but you can't drink alcohol. So they look at it differently.
Huh.
So I could have a beer, right? Oh yeah. He became my best friend while I was in home of Harmon Killebrew in Idaho. It is the, now I'm going to space out the freaking town. It's considered the cleanest and nicest town in America for like 10 years running for a while.
Ooh.
Beautiful little town. Of course, he's running down. In Hawaii, it's illegal to place a coin in one ear. So any magician pulling coins out of your ear, bust his ass.
Yeah.
I can't stick a coin in my ear. You gotta ask yourself. Gotta ask yourself, how the hell did this all start?
Yeah, I know. Like, here's a good one that makes you wonder what the hell happened. In Canton, Ohio, if one loses their pet tiger, they must notify authorities within 1 hour.
I ran across some of those laws, and it wasn't unheard of that these trains would derail, that Barnum and Bailey would go town to town. So that when the train would derail or something, some of the animals would leave. I think that's what hits on that. You had to report it immediately. So
yeah, that's probably
a good thing.
Seeing a tiger.
Yeah. Freaking tiger. A rhinoceros or something. And they could get pulled over in Indiana for riding a horse over 10 miles an hour.
5 miles an hour here in Ohio.
Really?
Yep.
Well, in Iowa got real serious. You can't throw a brick under the highway.
Yeah. In Youngstown, Ohio, it is illegal to run out of gas. That's a bad day.
It's illegal, damn.
Wow. So don't park it. Was that the reason you were late getting home? We ran out of gas.
No, I got gas in there. I got gas. I swear, I'm just parked.
I just to get some. Get some selling. I dated this chick. She looked exactly like remember Andy Crumbs? I saw a picture of her. Looks just like her. Anyway, she was younger than I was. I was already out of school, and she wasn't. And she got wasted at this party that I took her to, and I mean wasted. So I got to figure, how in the hell am I going to get her home? Because I had I had an incident with his father, her father, once before. I would stay away from my little girl. And so my hot rod was really loud, so I couldn't come creeping up to the house. I had to just, I got her out of the car and sort of pointed her at the front door because it started to get a little push. I felt terrible. No way was I going to get out there. It was going to, as soon as shit, dad was there. I'm slamming it down to second, hitting that freaking linkage in my Chevelle. I turned the corner and he was out there screaming at me. And the last time I saw my girl. So I didn't do it to her. I was trying to get her to stop drinking. And all I got was a little tooth over my shoes. That's all I got that night.
Not a good night. Sounds almost like Animal House had her when he left her in a shopping cart outside the door.
Yeah, he was a big wig. It wasn't lucky they wasn't one of my dad's friends, one of the FBI agents that lived around that area. But he was in the Treasury Department or something. So he was a guy not to mess with, and he sort of scared me a little bit when he pulled me aside and, you know, with some shotgun in one hand, you know, cleaning it. What are you gonna do with my little girl?
Oh yeah. I had a father like that too. Not my father. One of the girls I dated in high school did that to me too, showing me his gun. I'm glad I never had a dog.
Yeah. I just made sure my daughter knew some self-defense, how to protect herself, where to hit, how to hit, and how hard.
Yeah.
But, okay, so this is the end of March, the year of our Lord 2021. Two days.
Yeah, tomorrow's the last.
That's a dumb birthday. I'll be stopping in at Sweet Peas tonight. And what's their prompt, Deb, do you remember? Can't remember.
That question?
Sweet Peas prompt on Thursday.
Oh no, Stephen answered. Good.
Yep, the power of suggestion, or something having to do with April Fools, she said.
Ah.
Although it's her topic folder title, because it says something a little different. You think autocorrect played a little April Fools joke on her?
That happened to me again the other day, and I had to. Tried to correct it fast. I got a worse hole. I can't remember what it was, but it wasn't good. I don't correct.
Just got to hate it when it goes right onto the chat board, though, because it's too late. You can't do anything about it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Did you know?
Yeah, you need to pause.
Yeah.
No,
did you know that
go ahead.
It's illegal to hunt to catch mice in Cleveland unless you have a hunting license.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Say that again?
Huh.
It's illegal to catch mice in Cleveland without a hunting license.
Oh, my gosh. So do you have to get a permit to buy the mouse trap, too, or something? Damn, that one's, like, crazy.
You know, this is
the mice save my banana. I got to go get a permit.
Your tag. Let me see your tag.
Yeah.
In Maine, it's illegal to park in front of a Dunkin' Donuts.
That was because the cops need to park.
Okay. Yeah, this is really, Maryland, here we go. Sleeveless shirts are banned in public parks.
Yeah. It's illegal to kill a housefly within 60 feet of a church.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, Jesus. Holy fire.
Because that
well,
fly
see,
man
that
landed
the
holy shit.
Massachusetts, you need a license and a certification to tell fortunes.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I don't know. I wonder. I mean, how many people have been busting for these things? I'm sure some of the jobs have changed now.
Yeah.
Oh, can't have dirty tires in Minnesota. Public nuisance.
Did you just say the one about in Arizona, it's illegal for a donkey to sleep in a bathtub?
I saw that one.
Good thing I'm not there.
On your front porch, yeah. Well, we had another sofa. I remember when I was a kid, us football players got together and we had a boxing match, sort of exhibition thing, 1 minute, 3 rounds, 1 minute apiece. Go to these big 16-ounce pillows, which, let me tell you, there's nothing soft about them. They'll sting you. And I was set up against the safety. That safety, he was about 3 inches taller than I was, had a reach advantage. And so we went at it. The loser bought the winner a case of beer. So at the end of the 3 rounds, I thought I was paying, but the crowd awarded me the fight, and Steve had to pay me the case of beer. So I had the beer, had it in my trunk. I mean, in the back seat of my Firebird with an ice chest, saving it for work. I had to work on Saturday morning at Lumberjack. I'm going to say that after work for the guys. The night before at Minnesota Park, these cops show up and they go through my car. And she's 17, I'm 19. We weren't drunk because I was saving the beer. But I got cited for contributing to the delinquency of a minor, a possession of alcohol in a car. There's three different laws. Back then, the village of Fair Oaks had its own municipal court. There were the Judge John Stroud and his son were the judges. So I went in and I've got the old man. I've got John Stroud Senior. So I'm like the first case. So he calls me up. And I'm standing there with God and everybody. And he says, "You have anything to say?" I told him it was a bunch of jocks that we were having, you know. So I pled guilty to having the beer, but I didn't buy the beer. I thought that was going to get me off. He goes, "You know, you just confessed to the worst of crime." And I go, "Never mind then." Because everybody's laughing. He dismissed the case because basically I was a minor, cannot contribute to the delinquency of another minor. So I lucked out there. Like
it, yeah.
Confessing to the worser crime. How's that at all?
Yeah. I can remember that one time we were going bowling, and if I'd have known if I'd have pulled the damn keys out of the ignition, I wouldn't have got busted for anything. But because the keys were in the ignition, you know, we figured we'd have a few beers in the car before we went in. That way, we'd save a little money. Not buying somebody at the bar in the bowling alley. And all of a sudden, I got a flashlight in my face after my first sip of beer and got nailed for open container because the keys were in the ignition. They wouldn't have been in the ignition. Got me for nothing. How crazy is that?
You know what? I knew that law. In California, you can't even be in the driver's seat.
Oh, yeah?
Well, that's it now. But when I got busted at the park with my girlfriend, they tore my Firebird apart.
looking for drugs or something. And I go, man, what are you looking for? Back of the driver's seat was, I'd come undone, so I know backing. Probably fix that. They were looking for some of the drugs or something, but no, they weren't there. It was a good kid. She was the bad one. Okay.
I see a law here in California. Hatter, you ever participate in a frog jumping contest over there in California? It sits here.
Well, that's where it's from. Calaveras County Frog Jump, Mark Twain. Yeah, right. That's about an hour from me.
And it says here that a frog that dies during a frog jumping contest cannot be eaten and must be destroyed as soon as possible.
Isn't it anywhere? Of course. Yeah, I don't understand it. I thought maybe it was protecting from being dissected, but I don't think that. I don't know why that.
I don't know. There's a lot of strange ones.
Yeah, you're supposed to go catch a jumping frog for the frog jump. You're supposed to let him go afterwards.
Yeah.
But they don't have those anymore. The biker gangs and the Hells Angels, that was a fun time for them to go up to Calaveras County, where the population is about, 112 people in that town.
Yeah.
And 100,000 people show up for the frog jump parties. They made a lot of money, but just that many people are asking for problems. How do you go to have the frog jump anymore? Do you know,
Jeff? No.
Yeah, I don't really think they have the frog jump anymore. And then being that Mark Twain's going to be banned from schools and libraries anymore, I won't. Nobody don't know who Mark Twain and Samuel Clemens were.
Everything's all crazy.
Well, that'll change history. Just don't talk
about it. I don't know what the hell. I need to get off this planet, I think.
With all good intentions, and in Basque, you can't get married if you have a venereal disease. Who's going to check?
Where's Sweet Pea? Because I wonder if she knows this one. It's in Colorado. You have to get a permit to modify the weather.
Yeah, I saw that one earlier, too. I'm like, what?
I'm sure they're talking about salting the clouds, but I don't know. My eye?
Yeah, I don't know.
Does the year show any years? Does it show a year when they passed?
I haven't seen anything like that. No.
Okay.
In Coralville, Iowa, a four-year-old named Abigail Krutzinger got her lemonade stand shut down by the police 30 minutes after she opened it because it's against the law for children to have lemonade stands. Jeez.
Wow.
Yeah, before it goes hard.
Imagine the trauma on that child.
Yeah, really. Good Lord.
Uh-oh, now here, Alabama's blue laws say that it's said to be legal to make a person in church laugh by wearing a fake mustache on Sunday. What?
Or a Pez dispenser on your knee.
Oh, yeah.
Give it a five
in Florida. Now, Florida, people who own bars, restaurants, and other places where liquor is sold may be fined up to $1,000 if they participate in or permit any contest of dwarf tossing.
call. Oh, man. I don't did you guys ever watch Dancing with the Stars?
Well, every now and then, yeah.
They had the one lady that was part of that show that had nothing but the small people, the little people in it. And some of the moves, I made some bad jokes. They're bad. Excuse me. Go to hell for that one. And just toss. I wanted to toss her across the floor. I'm sorry. Oh, she did got there. The visuals were great. She was, she was a midget, a dwarf, a small person. Whatever's the right term anymore.
I don't know. The guy was
a professional dancer. I mean, he could have swung around like nunchucks, you know.
I don't know if Lady A is going to call, so I'm just going to say on this one, in Canada there's a no penny law, and one of the citizens had a $702 fine. He went to court and tried to pay it with more than 70,000 pennies, and censured. In Canada, they will only allow a person to pay with 25 pennies, so he got fined. So he went to pay his fine and got fined.
Oh, that's great.
Well, their money now, a dollar coin is as a loony, and $2 is a toonie. Imagine getting held up to be your loony toonies. Hard to confirm. A loony toonie. Oh. In Paris, in 1969, it's illegal to shoot bear Bigfoot.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Go ahead.
My uncle was a deacon in Baptist denomination, religious. He lived in Stockton, south of where I grew up. He was a lumberjack back in the day when we were I was really small. And they would go from Eureka down to Wichipec, which is like the Hoopah Indian reservations, wherever there was work. And it was the old school. It was before they had some of the old trucks, and they still used horses to pull some of the timber tree. He would get a kick out of every springtime, every spring break. These hippies would come. This is him talking. These hippies would come up from San Francisco area, like I'm looking for Bigfoot. So he made sure that there was enough interest in it. He made one of those wooden footprints that put on the side of the bank of Trinity of Klamath River. Somebody would find it, and then they'd flock up there. All these biologists, and animal craft. And then you sit there and laugh. Now, I don't know what I should have been upset with him. He thought it was funny. He could have done anything for you, but if you had long hair, he had a problem with you. Very loud, boisterous, big guy, real big guy. And, my Uncle Andy, he was one of those guys that set up the Guerneville, the East from San Francisco, San Rafael, Berkeley. Too much fun.
Okay. I have to ask Stephen about this one first. I had a couple, but in Cleveland, Ohio, women are strictly forbidden from wearing patent leather shoes, particularly if they are wearing a skirt, because it could unfairly tempt a man. It's known as the city's poop show ordinance. WTF.
I did see the thing about the shoes, but I didn't see the rest of it.
Yeah.
Or how about, where did it go? In Missouri, you cannot under any circumstances drive with an uncaged bear in your car.
Yeah, well, that's probably a good law.
Yeah, I'd say. And I don't even understand this one. In Pennsylvania, you actually have to dismantle your car and hide it if you're sharing the road with a team of skittish horses.
What?
It says, in Pennsylvania, you actually have to dismantle your car and hide it if you're sharing your road with a team of skittish horses. Now, Lancaster, you know, Pennsylvania Dutch is not too far from here. And
yeah,
if you're up there, like in Kutztown and stuff, there's often Amish and or Mennonite that still drive by horse and buggy. But I didn't know that the horse was skittish. You had to take your damn car apart and hide it.
That could take a long time.
I know, right?
I
don't know. When was the last time one of you guys were in Florida? It says Florida's elephant riders get no special treatment. If you plan on parking your elephant, you use a paid meter and you must pop in the change.
I used to go to Florida all the time, and I don't recall ever seeing an elephant rider.
I thought you were going to tell me you saw one.
Imagine that. You know, you come out to your car, you like they say, me and Kay, and there's an elephant parked too close to the side. Do you put a note on it saying, next time leave me a can opener if you want to park so close?
Well, like I said before, it wasn't unheard of to have these circuses going back and shore to shore, off country. These animals would get loose.
Okay, I could see Barnum and Bailey getting that law, but
wow.
Well,
then you wonder. You know, the having an ape like the stink ape in Florida or Louisiana. What's the one in New Jersey? Devil dog or devil?
What?
I don't know, apes walking upright because of their new environment. You let out, if there was a train wreck and some orangutans or chimpanzees got loose. Besides freaking out the local people, you know, I just saw this, he's a liar, and started drinking. We believe you. But chimpanzees, if they have to stand up to look over the reeds for their safety, they will become bipedal and start walking. The bears have done it. They've seen actual bears. So my point was, you could get some, you know, African animals, South American animals that are not native to North America that were released unintentionally. Probably thrived for quite a while before they were caught, creating all sorts of nightmarish, you know, songs and horror stories.
Yeah.
Wow, that's
possible. So, you know, in Idaho, cannibalism is strictly prohibited and punishable by 14 years in prison.
Wow.
Weren't there extenuating circumstances with that one? No, I thought I saw that. Unless you're in dire need of food, then it's okay. I'm like, all right.
Yeah. Life-threatening conditions.
There you go. And there goes a new thought for one of my nightmare poems anyway.
You know,
what happens if I couldn't find any fried chicken?
Pennsylvania. Well, Pennsylvania's got that good head on their shoulders. It's against the law to barter your children.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, yeah, there you go.
Well, you can't. The law says you can't sell them, but nothing said you couldn't barter. So they had to make another law to clarify that.
Here's a good one. It makes me wonder about a certain brand name, at least, because in Iowa, anyone trying to pass off margarine as real butter is guilty of a misdemeanor under food labeling laws. And what about that one butter called I Can't Believe It's Not Butter? That's a margarine, but they can't
right?
believe it's not butter.
Oh, I can believe it. Don't mess with my butter. Everything's better with butter.
Yeah,
butter.
That's for sure.
For that commercial where you put the lid on the top of butter.
Yeah.
You know, these two here actually really piss me off. It's one says, ladies, plan on chopping off all your hair for the summertime? Michigan says no, unless you get your husband's permission first. What? And then this one's even worse. In Memphis, Tennessee, they don't have problem with women drivers, but they must be preceded by a man waving a red flag. What the?
It's like at the Home Depot.
Now here's one that everybody's breaking in the state of New York now. Is you're not allowed to wear masks unless you're at a party.
Oh yeah, yeah. Everybody's breaking a law there.
It's
yeah.
Illegal. Wow.
Yeah. You know.
Oh yeah.
Good with
New Mexico. New Mexico's got it. Idiots can't vote. You're an idiot.
Thank goodness.
Do you remember the comedian Richard Jenny? I don't know if you remember him or not. He was called the Topless Man.
He did what?
His nickname was the Platypus Man because he did a little gig about the platypus. But the one thing I was thinking of because he did a little thing about I Can't Believe It's Not Butter, how he feels it was like something to avoid lawsuits because they'd be in court saying it's not butter. And so we never said it was. We just said we couldn't believe it wasn't.
There you go.
There you go. And they put it in writing. What, you know, I mean, come on.
Oh, my God.
Richard Jenny. Yeah. He's a guy. He's a voiceover for some of, like the Simpsons. He's an impersonator, too. Oh, no. Yeah, Richard Jenny. He's actually John Caligaro. Okay, never mind.
Remind me to stay away from Louisiana.
Yeah.
Jambalaya prepared in the traditional manner is not subject to state sanitary code.
No.
Jambalaya.
I don't even want to know what's in that jambalaya.
Yeah, really. I love jambalaya, but I'm not going to eat it in Louisiana.
Probably because they didn't have to vein the shrimp or the crawdads.
Yeah.
You got eyes and whiskers and everything else in a crawdad soup. We have crawdad festivals up here on the American Sacramento River. Was that Eilton, sorry? The crawdad festival? Yeah, a town called Eilton. The crawdad festivals. I can't say that on the air. I have a little saying of how to eat it. Or you, I can't say that on the air.
Yeah, this one's a little odd, too. In Rhode Island, mayhem laws will slap you with up to 20 years in prison if you decide to cut or bite off a limb or member of another human being. It does have to be intentional, though. So, like, if you accidentally bite somebody's parts of? I don't think so. Oh, okay, maybe you could, because if you were doing something and then your head got slammed, and yeah, okay, never mind. I'm going to, yeah, okay.
Just bombed on that.
In Michigan, the book since 1931 makes adultery a felony in Michigan. So watch out for the biting off of the...
Put those people from Michigan in Rhode Island, and they'll be safer anyway. They couldn't be dismembered.
Sorry, I had a coffee to drink. Oh, sorry.
That's all right. In Minnesota, any contest in which participants try to capture a greased or oiled pig is illegal.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah.
That's fun. That's just fun. Wow. It's a California weird laws. Gets a lot for a mustached man to kiss a woman. In Eureka, California.
Wow.
Mustached man.
That's terrible.
I don't know why. Excuse me. A piece of ice, but I'm walking. Something about, I can't say it.
This one I don't even understand. Little Rock, Arkansas Municipal Code has made it illegal to honk your horn after 9 at any place where sandwiches or cold drinks are served. What?
That is a little odd.
Yeah,
like, I don't care if you beep your horn, just don't touch my sandwich.
Yeah.
Women are not allowed to drive motor vehicle while wearing a house boot. I think they meant house coat.
I hope so. In Montana, the trains are protected because it says in Montana, driving animals onto a railroad track with intent to injure the train can result in a fine.
To injure the train? Oh, man.
How did the cow walk away? Huh? Jesus. Okay, San Francisco. Illegal to have a pet bear, gorilla, crocodile, or any other wild animal. You need to clarify that in 1960 something. Why would you need to clarify? Wow. 2012? Illegal. No frisbees or footballs were allowed to be used by Los Angeles beaches without a lifeguard permission. Hello.
In Ohio, it is illegal to use a slot machine in an outhouse.
Hey, I
know that they have them in public bathrooms at, like, airports and stuff, but I don't think I've ever heard of a slot machine in an outhouse.
I've never seen one, except for the ones that, like, give. Well, never mind.
kept eating my dimes. Yeah. You know, Clint Eastwood was the mayor of Carmel, California, at that time. And it says, at Carmel, a home is home to some of the strangest laws, including this one. They made it illegal to stand on the sidewalk with ice cream. It was created to keep the streets clean and luckily repealed by past mayor Clint Eastwood, who's approaching 100 years old. You got to have a permit to wear heels over 2 inches. Got to have a permit.
Somebody got a tape measure?
Yeah. Pull over. That was for injuries. If you could fall in somebody's establishment, you could sue.
I find this one completely unfair. Completely unfair. In South Carolina, a male over the age of 16 can't seduce a woman by falsely promising to marry her. However, no law exists with the gender roles reversed. How fair is that? That's a load of crap.
That's different. Hey. In Kentucky,
in California,
every legislator, officer, and lawyer must take an oath stating that they have not fought a duel with deadly weapons. Have you dueled lately, guys?
That's got to be the Aaron Burr thing.
There was actually one in Ohio about dueling is illegal. Setting one up for participating. I thought that kind of just went without saying.
Here's a good one to kind of scratch your head at. California, it is illegal to own nuclear weapons.
Oh, there you go.
Okay.
Better get rid of them better.
Damn. Oh, they'll get you a $500 fine.
Well, that's it?
That's it.
Wow.
Need your bomb.
In Utah, no one may hurl a missile at a bus or bus terminal except peace officers and security personnel.
They have all the fun, huh?
Yeah.
Oh.
In Missouri, if a bull or a ram over the age of one runs rampant for more than 3 days, any person castrate that animal without assuming liability or damage. What?
God. Oh, poor animal.
Someone had the bright idea to combine stink bombs with confetti. I believe it's the law in Alabama. No stink bombs with confetti. Funk balls. They call it funk balls. Somebody had to clean it up. I want to see what it was. It's all like paper. Take it to a bar. Damn. Intent. I don't think he had intent to be a jerk. Of course he did.
only in West Virginia. It's illegal to substitute a hunting dog for a ferret in West Virginia.
Go get him. Get a little splash of water and go out there. Let's start. Well, we're an hour into the show here. Anybody just showing up? We're filling in for a Gressman. So it's been postponed. So we're looking up stupid, dumb laws in the world that has passed and they're still enforced, not enforced, but they were a law. Some of these guys think you scratch your head and can't figure out why the hell it would ever happen. So it's sort of overdoing it. I mean, who knows? Own a nuclear weapon? Really? Is that against the law? Really? Of course. Jesus Christ. And then they have a $500 fine on it? Oh, that'll break them. I'll show them.
Indeed. You know, cheesemakers in Wisconsin really, really have to be careful. They got to watch their ass because it's in the Wisconsin. And if a cheese is not highly pleasing and is non-tasty, it is punishable by law.
So if you create a stinky cheese, it better taste good?
Yes.
Walk to the edge. Walk to the edge.
Well, I found an old law that I actually like. In Tennessee, you can't hunt, trap, or harm an albino deer intentionally. They're so albino anything is so rare, I don't think that anybody should be allowed to hurt them. I remember how devastated the world was when somebody killed that beautiful albino moose in Canada. So, anyway, I like that law.
Yeah.
Well, for a while they didn't know there's a subspecies of deer that are albino. The whole species is in Minnesota or someplace up north. They won't give the coordinates of where they found them, but there was reports from the Native Indians and the locals that these deer are around here. So they were looking and they found it's a whole subspecies. Some of them have fangs.
Oh my. Here's a good one. If you ever go to Arkansas, don't say Arkansas, because if you mispronounce Arkansas, it is against the law. They will arrest you.
That's funny. I'm sitting here staring at that one. I was just figuring out how to say it. The A in each syllable with an Italian sound, the accent on the first and last syllables. So keep your hands to yourself.
Here's another one for Sweet Pea. In Colorado, you are allowed to own a catapult, but do not discharge it because that is against the law.
Yeah, it's like pumpkin chunking.
Pumpkin chunking, yeah.
Yeah, those white boys, rich white boys, too much time on their hands. They've got those ones with the, it's not a catapult, it's called something else. I can't remember, it's a French name, where they hurl the pianos and the cars. That's fun stuff.
Oh,
man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember they used to have a festival down the road from us for Halloween every year, and the pumpkin chunking was a big-time deal. We used to go to check that out all the time, and I remember the one time we were sitting in the car waiting in line to get into the parking area, and all of a sudden a pumpkin went off backwards, and it landed, I swear, just 5 feet in front of my car on the road. It was...
Yeah, those are special pumpkins too. They got to be a certain diameter, and they like they get the type of pumpkin that have really thick skin or really thick, husk or whatever, because it's gotta survive the velocity of being shot out.
Those cannon ones
are just incredible. See, there's a centrifugal force one that goes, faster than that. Then you've got the gas ones, and you've got the catapult one with the tension. So it's three different categories.
Sweet here.
You know what?
Hey, Sweet Pea.
Hello.
Joy will get a kick out of this one. She's sitting here listening to the show. Where we met was where the rich people live up on this lake. And the house that we took care of had these pine trees, and it was real steep down to the water's edge. We'd have to go back and forth, back another pathway to get it. But the house was 3 stories high. So on the top deck, I always wanted to get these industrial rubber bands. I could hook them to these two palm trees or these two trees, and I was going to go pumpkin chunking off the deck. See if I could get out in the middle of the night and just have this blast. I was parked down. It would have been fun. New law. Yeah, making a pie.
Sweet potato pie. How are you, dear heart?
I'm good, hey, except please. I really have to change the title of my show.
Yes.
Because it says seduction and not suggestion, because obviously spell check just didn't do me right.
Yep.
Oh, okay, I'm going to take a look at that.
Yeah, I'm like, what the hell is that? That should be suggestion, not seduction.
Power of seduction. Oh, I know what Sweet was thinking. And that's terrible. When I went in to find information to make you a poster, I didn't. I read it, and it didn't even dawn on me. Wow.
Yeah,
there we go. That works. I looked at that and went, what? That's not the right
show
at all. I love the post. That's awesome. Thank you.
So cute.
Wow. I love
so,
that.
So I'm sitting here with my chin on the ground right now, like, I had no idea some of this stuff here. In Mansfield, New Jersey, it's illegal to offer alcohol and tobacco to zoo animals. I don't think I've ever tried to pass to the monkey at the zoo or whatever. Okay.
It's just like the fish here in Ohio.
In Newark, right? In Newark, New Jersey, it's illegal to purchase ice cream after 6 without a doctor's note.
Oh, my God. I have my doctors lined up.
Right.
I have a sore
throat. It's illegal to frown at a cop.
Oh.
In Haddon Township, which is like almost 2 hours from here, it's illegal to annoy someone of the opposite sex. I mean, who knew? Or frown at a cop. I like this one, though. I had no idea. If you ever get convicted of a DUI, you're no longer allowed to buy custom license plates. That's kind of different.
I agree. Cool. I got presents.
You did? We didn't have any presents. We've just been sitting
here
laughing.
I have a present about stupid laws in Colorado.
We had fun with a couple of those. I can't wait to hear you.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. Steven, you'll love this one. In New Jersey, it's illegal for a man to knit during fishing season.
No knitting.
Put your needles away, hon. Let's see what kind of present we got from Sweet. And I got to go tell all the birds in my backyard that it's illegal to poop on statues in New Jersey. The stuff you learn.
Okay. Are you sure it's just for the birds? Is that written for the birds?
Oh, it literally says it's illegal for birds to poop on statues.
Okay.
Right? And everywhere in New Jersey, it's illegal to slurp your soup, so whatever.
So, first off, this is a great picture I took of the Kissing Campbell. It's a mountain in Colorado. So, living in the wild, wild west, Sunday is an odd day of the week. No black cars on the street. Perfectly with precision, present your position from pulpits or pay. Be neighborly in all charming ways. Hold the cat for a tail light wrap. Give a cup of sugar, but never grant a suck from your vacuum cleaner. Stop Prince Charming before you plant that kiss on Sleeping Beauty. Wild West chick, watch your booty. She ain't no Sleeping Beauty. Teach your pups to read. Those doggy catchers must heed to the law and notify each breed. They're coming to haul them all from the streets, the parks, and the malls. Welcome to Colorado. So here are some of the odd laws. Odd laws on the books in Colorado. It's illegal to stutter on Sunday during a church service. It's also illegal, and I did put this one in here, to drive a black car on Sunday. A dog catcher must notify dogs of impounding by posting for 3 consecutive days a notice on a tree in the city park and along public road running through said park. I love that. It's unlawful to lend your vacuum cleaner to your next-door neighbor. It's illegal for a man to kiss a woman while she is asleep, and cats may not run loose without having been fit with a taillight.
Taillight?
Taillight?
There's one other tweet that I found. You know that catapult you got in your backyard? Don't use it. You can have it, but you're not allowed to use it.
Okay. There you go.
I like this.
But I have fun with it.
I can see you sitting there giggling while you were trying.
Yeah, it was fun. Those are my silly Colorado laws, but there's several more. I can't believe how dumb they are. And I can't believe it's still a law that you can't ride a horse drunk, because if you do, you get the same ticket you do if you drive a car drunk.
Now, is that the horse being drunk or you drunk?
You drunk. It's like driving a car drunk. You still get driving under the influence. Even if it's a car or a horse, a bicycle, or a little lawnmower, they're all the same ticket.
Oh,
yeah. We were laughing earlier because I think Stephen or I, or one of us, I don't know, read the part where it's illegal to manipulate the weather in Colorado. When was the last time you stopped snow and turned it into a 70-degree day, sweet?
Well, I do have my trickery, but we won't talk about witchery, because that's also illegal.
We can't play chase with your dog in Pennsylvania. You cannot play chase with your dog.
That's just silly laws, I tell ya.
Well,
yeah.
So if
your dog is seen chasing you, someone doesn't quite understand the dynamic and can legally shoot your dog. Chasing him, man. I'll say that.
Hey, bro, no, let
me. What do you do with a shotgun? Yeah, what do you do with a gun in a freaking park in there?
Wow. It's actually horrible.
Yeah.
In Trenton, New Jersey, it's illegal to eat pickles on Sunday.
What is up with Sunday? Sunday's laws are...
Yeah. Where's that other one I saw about pickles? In Connecticut, pickles must bounce, or you can't sell them.
Oh. Okay. Oh, boy.
That's how you tell what they're doing.
Let me bounce out on the floor, and then I won't want it anyway.
I have odd laws about cows.
Cows?
Yes. I have my odd laws.
Your dog can't stink. Your dog can't stink in Galesburg, Illinois.
Can't stink?
Can't stink. There's a noise and odor law.
Well, in many towns across the United States, you can be arrested for farting in church.
That's right, yeah. That's terrible.
And not one person has been caught. The whole row of suspected villains. We know it came out.
I'm going to call my mother worked for a lawyer. I'm going to call him and tell him that I'm planning on this Sunday to catch a whale and then get it drunk and see what he says.
Well,
If you want to walk your cow in Little Rock, Arkansas, you can only walk him between 10 p.m. and 4 a.m., between 9 a.m. and noon, and 1 to 4 p.m. There's very limited time where you can walk your cow. They have walking cow times.
Yeah, I have to remember that. There's a town, you know, where you, Sweepy, you know, Lakewood.
I know Lakewood very well.
Yeah, it's illegal to walk your cow on Lake Street in Lakewood.
That's, well, it is close to the lake.
Were you guys,
and there are a lot of
rich
people that would not like that.
Say that again.
Do you pump gas, Sweet?
Yes, I pump gas.
Steven?
Yes, I do.
Hatter?
What?
You pump your own gas?
Do I pump my own gas?
Yes, yeah. You know, put gas in your car?
Yes, I do.
It's illegal in Jersey. I've never, unless you work at the gas station, it's illegal to pump your own gas.
No,
I think it's illegal in Alaska.
Done it before.
I think it's illegal in Alaska, too.
It's illegal in Oregon, too.
Oh, Oregon. Maybe that's it.
Well, where the hell is there a full-service station? Do they even exist anymore?
Exactly.
Yeah,
they do
back.
In certain cities.
Back.
In New Jersey. You're not allowed to have a pickle on Sunday, and you can't pump your own gas either.
Oh, my God. This is great.
There's some terrible accidents. People doing stupid stuff at that point.
Chickens are not permitted to cross the road in Georgia.
Why?
So how do they get to the other side?
I don't know.
They can arrest a chicken. They can arrest a chicken when they arrest the birds that are pooping on the statues in New Jersey, because that's illegal too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love this. It is prohibited to gift a box of chocolates weighing more than 50 pounds in Idaho.
Yeah, I love that 50-pound box of chocolate.
The giving of whiskey to dogs is prohibited in Illinois.
In Georgia, you can get arrested for eating fried chicken with utensils. You have to eat them with your fingers.
With your oh, my God. Okay. Nobody is to cross state lines with a duck atop their head in Minnesota. Why?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Who are you talking to?
Hello.
Hi, Hatter. So in New Jersey, you can't sell spray paint without posting a sign warning juveniles about the penalty for graffiti.
No, that makes sense, I think.
Yeah. In Washington State, it is prohibited to harass Bigfoot.
Leave the damn Sasquatch alone.
Yeah, don't take his beef jerky.
Don't take his. In Tennessee, and this is for both Hatter and Steven, it is prohibited to catch this using a lasso.
Okay.
First off, I think if you can catch a fish using a lasso, you should be allowed to do that at any time.
Yeah, really.
Oh, yeah.
In Indiana, any black cat on Friday that isn't wearing a bell on Friday the 13th will be taken into custody.
If he doesn't have a tail light, who can see him anyway?
Yeah.
This is great. Okay, this freaking East Coasters, you guys are nuts. Baltimore, Maryland. It is not permitted to take a lion to the movies.
Poor lions.
Kind of sounds like poor lions.
But that MGM thing getting worked up. You know MGM, start with the lion door? Okay.
Yeah. In Louisiana, you can't steal somebody else's crawfish in Louisiana.
Okay.
$3,000 fine.
Wow.
Okay, this is a law in Indiana. I'm just going to put it on the board because I guess Indiana has their own special math. And I love my cow, Heather. I love my cow.
They changed the value of pie. Wow.
Yeah.
That's different.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. It's not even proper rounding.
I just, okay. It's the new math in Indiana.
Right?
In Maine, yeah. In Maine, it is forbidden. Sorry. It's forbidden in Maine to post advertisements on another person's tombstone.
Oh, my gosh.
Why?
Say that again. It's illegal to what?
To post advertisements on another person's tombstone. So you can't put a little sign that says, I'm over here. That wouldn't work.
Crazy. I have to see where this is. Sad citizens of Bernards Township in Somers County better beware. Deemed it a frown-free town zone. Bernard Township wants its residents to be happy 100% of the time. Therefore, to make the point clear, legislators have indeed made it illegal to frown in this part of New Jersey. Oh, shit.
Wow.
She's not smiling. Lock her up.
Yeah, really.
I can't.
Don't have a bad day.
Here's a list of laws Queen Elizabeth does not have to follow, but every other Brit does. So, of course, she doesn't need a passport. She doesn't pay taxes. She doesn't have to follow the Freedom of Information Act requests. And they'll give out autographs. Okay, not as good as I thought it was going to get.
Yeah. Where's the shot? Oh, this one was red already. In Missouri, it is illegal to swing upon another person's motor vehicle and honk their horn for them.
Okay.
What the hell does that mean?
Swing upon.
Yeah, hell of a metaphor. Daddy, what did he honk for my horn? Says Queen Elizabeth was trained as a mechanic. Must be true.
That I know.
Not on the internet. I changed my profile picture for you, Hatter.
Did you? Okay. I'll go down the hall and we'll see it. Remember Julia Childs?
I'm sorry, I'm looking at Sweet Spot picture. You need to find one of them with red hair. Just saying.
I know.
But yes, Julia Child.
Julia Childs had a job in World War II. She was a sniper.
Yeah.
Had a very good one.
Whoa. Someone gets her angry.
Oh, there you go.
You, yeah. You found your picture.
Yeah, it actually is a gift. It actually, the air... wind is blowing through her hair. They did the copy as a gift. So.
I wonder. I was gonna say. I wonder why it's not blowing in the breeze. That's usually. It's Fabio's hair, so it's usually blowing in the wind when he posts it.
I don't think it lets it put gifts so that the profile has arrived. But the one I posted should have worked. When we're talking about weird laws in the United States and elsewhere. Some of them are bizarre. This is a POV radio. Just having fun tonight. Say what? Who's that? It's your dog, Bill. Okay.
It's Brandel.
That was weird.
Brandel. What, Brandel? There's a cow outside.
Is that what that was?
Me?
Yeah.
Is there a cow?
It's a little cartoon, and the lady just keeps screaming at the guy, Randall, there's a cow outside. Randall, there's a cow outside.
So in England, they used to have this show that talking animals. They had this, what was it, prairie dog. He's going, Alan, Alan, Alan.
Oh, yeah.
And somebody says, I don't think that's Alan. He goes, Steve, Steve.
Yep. I saw that.
Yeah, I guess it was a regular show in Britain. He goes,
I know somebody actually posted a YouTube video of that over at LCN, and I was there at the time, and I was listening to it, watching it, and Bella cracked me up because she says, he's calling for you, brother.
In Florida, it's illegal to fart in public places after 6, so it might be a good idea to stay away from that second helping of bees.
Yeah. Did anybody mention in Oklahoma it's illegal to wrestle a bear?
I saw that. Bear wrestling. Or wrestle bear.
Yeah.
Oh. Man, it seems like Canada really hates coins. I read that one earlier about the pennies. This one says,
yeah.
Did you know that there are limits to how many coins you can use to pay for things in Canada? The Currency Act says that nickels aren't legal tender for any purchase over $5, and business have the right to not accept your payment. So they don't like pennies,
wow.
And they don't like nickels.
Wow.
Wow.
That totally kills
so
them.
A loony. That's what we call a loony and a toony.
They got no
sense. They got no sense.
No sense at all. I wish Sky were here because I have bad news for her. You know that poem that we all like that she reads about the auctioneer of love?
Yeah.
Well, in Rhode Island, it is illegal to impersonate an auctioneer, so she's not allowed to read that poem anymore.
Damn.
If you were to impersonate an auctioneer, wouldn't you be an auctioneer?
Yes.
I would think so. Even if it before the fold, before it's sold. Well, I just chased Joy out of the room. She's had enough of these. But he did.
In South Dakota, it is perfectly legal to use fireworks, but only to aid with your farming.
Okay.
How does fireworks aid in your farming?
I don't know.
So you strap a plow to the back of your cow and let out some fireworks and let her go? A cow can plow. Yeah, why the hell? Aid in farming.
In parts of Texas, it's illegal to go barefoot without paying $5 for a permit because it's against the sanitation and appearance laws. Once you pay your $5, you are free to go barefoot.
Oh, that's... Wow. Sounds like, was it bear hog? Was it hog? Did, Colt James Best, the Dukes of Hazzard?
Yeah.
Can't do this, let's pay a fine, then you can do it all the rest of the day. Yeah, that's another show you'll never see. You'll never see again, no reruns, no royalties. Poor Bo,
yeah.
Bo and Duke. Poor Bo Duke.
Don't eat your neighbor's garbage in Texas without permission.
Really?
Really? Eating your neighbor's garbage without permission can land you in jail for trespassing and property theft. And don't eat cheese on Sunday there.
Okay.
Wow.
In Wyoming, purchasing scrap metals, rubber, rags, or paper from an intoxicated person is prohibited.
Okay.
Why?
I don't know.
Don't shoot buffalo from a second-story hotel. Okay. If you plan on committing a crime in Texas, you're required by law to provide the victim 24-hour written or verbal notice. The law was put on the books in an effort to reduce crime. What? Hey, dude, I'm going to come rob you in 2 days.
I just wanted to step away from the thought, please. Yeah. You were thinking it. No, I wasn't. Yes, you were.
Wow, I'd
you know,
be in big
that,
trouble
that,
in
they
San
that,
Antonio. Sweetwood, too. Damn.
Uh-oh, what were you?
In San Antonio, Texas, it's illegal to flirt. What?
Why?
No explanation, just flirting. Flirting with the eyes or hands is legal in San Antonio, Texas. The law is enforceable for both men and women. And if I'm breathing, I'm flirting, so I wouldn't make it very long in San Antonio.
No kidding. Yeah, I'm out of there.
Running?
No kidding. Wow.
What is the conflict?
And don't let your stocking show. You can spend, oh my gosh, you can be put in jail for a year if somebody sees your stocking. Oh, goodness, I'm not going anywhere near Texas. Well, I don't really wear stockings anymore, but still.
God, if your stocking show, what happens if you show a bare leg?
Right? Yeah.
Here we go. Here's another one for Lady A. Canadian radio stations must play Canadian artists at least 35% of the time on air.
Yeah.
Only 35%. That's surprising.
It's a Nickelback.
Yeah.
The Nickelback, Michael Bublé. I didn't know Michael Bublé was Canadian. Justin Bieber.
Now they're picking
up
the dog here. Go ahead, Heather, sorry.
Oh, no. I just think of other Sweet Judy Blue Eyes, Judy Collins. Who was the band leader at our first Letterman? Keyboard.
Yeah, Schaefer, Paul Schaefer.
Yeah, Paul Schaefer. He was. Lauren Green was Canadian.
Ah. Here you go. I've expanded my search to worldwide. It is illegal to hike naked in Switzerland.
Okay.
That's just to protect the freaking rescuers. Drag your ass out of that. Top of that, he was naked. They wanted to ban streaking around here in the 70s.
Oh, yes, they call it the streets. So, in Kentucky, dogs may not molest cars.
Well, that's a good thing.
In Alaska, animals cannot enter beauty salons for the purpose of hairdressing. What?
Is it true, a dog groomer?
No, I don't know. In Indiana, black cats must wear bells on Friday the 13th. How about that?
There you go. I let you know it's already bad luck enough. Don't need them crossing your path. In Poland, it is illegal to wear a Winnie the Pooh shirt because of the fact he doesn't wear pants.
That's right.
Okay.
Well, that's a gimme. Yeah. What did the sweet potato mom like to read as a bedtime story?
What
did the sweet potato mom like to read as a bedtime story to the little sweet potatoes? Green eggs and yams. Well, okay. Oh, I didn't. Shoot. Who's the smartest spud in the garden? I am.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of my dumbest dumb joke the other night. I don't know if Sweet heard it.
What?
The dumb jokes I've been bringing to the shows, some of them pretty clever. Oh, Sweet heard the last one. I can't remember.
I don't know.
It's illegal to chew bubble gum in Singapore.
Is that just with your mouth open or just in general?
I don't know. Anyone importing, selling, or making gum in Singapore can get fined and or jail time with the exception of nicotine and dental gum offering therapeutic value. Don't get caught throwing bubbles in the street. It says They spend $150,000 a year cleaning up gum that people litter. So now it's been banned since 1992. So this isn't a silly old one. That's a newer issue.
Well, in France, it's against the law to wear loose-fitting, for men to wear loose-fitting swim trunks on beaches and swimming pools and other areas where swimsuit is required. They must wear Speedos.
I don't mind that one.
Keep that
you
keep the harness. Yeah, keep that big hole in
the desert.
Sometimes you can't unsee things, so that one I kind of don't mind at all.
And then, but Deb, I think you would if it was like Boss Hogg from the Dukes of Hazzard or something.
Oh, hey, I got. What do you get when you divide the circumference of a yam by its diameter?
I don't know.
Sweet potato pie. Okay, I'm out of here.
What are you supposed to say? I'll be here all week.
Right.
All week long. Oh, let's see if I can find the notes on the other page I had. Oh, we're down to about, we're down to about what? 20 minutes, 19 minutes? Fastest 2 hours of the day. Fastest 2 hours of the day. So, Sweetie, tell us about your Thursday show.
Oh, my Thursday show is Power of Suggestion or just a big old April Fool's joke. So, does Power of Suggestion work? Take this pill. You can get prettier, skinnier, last longer, grow bigger, grow smaller. What does Power of Suggestion really do? Does the placebo work or it's just April Fool's joke? That's kind of what we're going to be talking about. You know, do people really believe what you have to say? I mean, is that what April Fool's is all about? The ability to convince people that what you say is true. So, that's my show.
Good. Yeah. That
was fun.
Yeah. Of course it works.
Thanks, Mitch.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I can't find my joke list, so you're locked out.
I got a good one.
It's illegal to wear lacy underwear in Russia.
Yeah, I was just looking at that one.
Crazy, right?
And it was passed in 2014.
Huh. Weird. You cannot die without a pre-purchased burial plot in parts of France. What are they going to do? Bring you back to life? To find you?
Oh, I missed that one. You heard a little girl scream. That was me.
Uh-oh.
I'm starting my physical therapy this week. I go to the water to the pool. I go to the pool next week.
Hey, Deb.
All I got are Speedos.
Yeah, Speedos? Bikini bathing suits, right? I just thought Deb that when you're passing a car in New Jersey, you must honk the horn. Did you know that?
No, I didn't. I just saw that too. Yeah, on the turnpike. I never even heard anybody. Well, that's not true because we beep at each other and shoot the bird all the time. But it's not because we're turning, so I don't know.
How long you got to do the physical therapy for, Hatter? Any idea?
Oh, it's gonna be a while, I think. You got to remember,
yeah.
I went through like 10 years of it getting worse and worse and worse. So the atrophy in some of the muscles, my rotation degrees have tightened up. It's gonna be, yeah, it's gonna be bad. The guy where I'm going for the aquaphysical therapy I played football against back in the day. I wonder if he remembers me. He should. I know who he was. He better know who I am. On the best football day ever.
So I guess it's illegal to say speak now or forever hold your peace, because it's illegal to disrupt a wedding in Australia.
Oh, really? Wow. They don't even
have
that. You can
find up to $10,000 for it. $10,000 fine and up to 2 years in jail. Damn.
Looks like a shotgun wedding. When that part comes around at the wedding, you know, speak now. You hear all the shotguns freaking quick. Who would do that? Steve, could you see yourself interrupting a wedding at the last minute because you just found out she was the one?
No, I couldn't.
Yeah?
Do
that.
No?
I don't think I could either. Yeah. Well, maybe I could. I don't know. You get helped by all the brothers. Say yes. She says yes. Runs down. How many times has that ever happened?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm so glad you made it. I don't like this guy. You know?
Yeah.
Says more about,
does it really make a difference? That's the thing. Does it really make a difference? Are they really not going to get married because you said something?
Yeah. Because you did. She's so anxious to get married. So look that up.
Yeah.
My sister's wedding one time, we went to it was the lounge at a Holiday Inn or something. And I made the mistake of, my dad said to go get the car. We had to park across the street from parking problems, and I carried a beer with me, just a paper cup, a plastic cup. And this freaking cop saw me. So next thing I know, you know, like, interrupted the thing, and two cops dragging my ass in the back of the car, squad car. My dad was a cop, and so was my brother. So it became a little deal. I didn't go to jail, that's illegal in City of Roseville in California to carry a paper cup across this. I don't care. I'm not a power. Well, you know, by the time the cop got there, there was nothing in it.
Yeah.
Wonder how Barty's doing these days. Polishing bullet. I said that to a cop one time when they were enforcing the no smoking at bars. These cops from the adjoining township, Citrus Heights, would come into a Fair Oaks bar and rouse the citations out for smoking indoors. The thing is that one night they pop in, the place is full of smoke. At that time, no one was smoking, and they used cans for, they didn't have ashtrays, so there was no evidence of any cigarette butts around. So these guys are, the old cop does this big circle around, and one young cop passes with the bartender. I'm sitting down there with a Vietnam vet, Charlie, and I go yelling at the bartender. I said, tell him to get the bullet out of his pocket before he shoots somebody. About that time, the old cop had walked up behind me, man. I thought I was going off. Things you shouldn't say to a cop. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how much of a sense you hear. Yeah, I was raised, you know, family of cops.
Where I grew up, we knew all the cops by their first names. Small town.
Yeah. It used to be that way around here until they mounted a camera on a cruiser. That's the date that it all changed. They could bust you with beer and tell you to get on home. Don't see you the rest of the night and let you go.
Yeah.
I was putting a new clutch in my Chevelle one time with my dad early Saturday morning, and we had worked on it the night before, so we're basically buttoning it all up, putting the transmission back in. We get it all in, and I'm going to take it around the block. It's about 7:38 o'clock in the morning in the summertime, and so I get in it and I start down the road, and the sheriff goes flying by me. And I looked at the rearview mirror and saw the taillights go on, and about that time the second cop comes up and pulls right in front of me, makes me stop right in the middle of the road. So he tells me to get out of the car and open the trunk, and he's got his gun out of his holster. The other cop did a U-turn right in front of my parents' house, so my dad sees him. He comes screaming up with lights on and comes up behind me. So I've got these freaking cops. I don't know what the hell is going on. And he opens the trunk, and he pulls out a bat. He goes, "What's this for?" I go, "What do you think it's for? I mean, I got a football, mitts, softball, baseball. I've got frisbees. What do you think it's for?" And he didn't like that answer too much. So he starts giving me an asshole. By about this time, my dad went up, got his badge. He comes running down the street, saying, "You know, that's my son. You know, I'm a cop." They didn't like that either. Apparently, some blonde kid did ingested venom. Took a shot at a lady who happened to be a third grade teacher at the elementary school. So they were looking for, they were on a legitimate call, and I was a blonde kid with a denim jacket on. That kind of stuff happens to me, man. I wasn't doing anything, man. It happens, you know. They were serious. What's this for? Come on, man. I was a jock.
Yeah. You know, I always just used to suspect that they have some sort of device in a cop car that actually will burn out your taillight so they can harass you.
Yeah, it's called a nightstick.
Yeah.
Now stay in school. It is cool. Obey the cops.
Stay in school.
They're not gonna go anywhere until you do what they say. If you accelerate it, they're not going anywhere. They're not gonna leave you alone. Mm-hmm. Don't run from them. Don't be a smart ass. Do what they say. Go home, you'll be okay.
Yeah, it's true. Unfortunately, when you're younger, you just don't know that.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't have to open my trunk if I didn't want to. Well, I wasn't hiding anything. Just the way they pulled me over so early in the morning, it's just they have it so serious. What are you? Go have a donut. Jeez. But they were legitimately looking for a guy with a gun. So, I don't know. If my dad wasn't there, I probably would have gotten in trouble.
Yeah, I remember.
We're counting down. Anybody? What about your shows, Steven? What do you got going over at Slicing?
Oh, yeah. Well, there's no movement of sound this week, so we just have the one more. We did have to move it because of my wonderful work schedule. Normally it would be on Wednesday nights, but we had to move it to Thursday because of that old having accepted a promotion. I really regret it now. But anyway, Thursday night, the Poetic Inklings were going at 10 p.m. Eastern, and we're featuring quotes from the book and the movie called The Human Stain. If you haven't seen it, it's a really good movie starring Anthony Hopkins, Nicole Kidman, Gary Sinise, and Ed Harris. It's a good movie.
Ed Harris. Yeah. All right. Deborah, we got tomorrow night. Is that Lady A night?
No, actually, there's nothing happening tomorrow. The next show is my suite.
Oh, okay. This is the time of year we slow down. We slow down this time of year usually.
Well, it was an extra. There was like five Wednesdays, and it kind of worked out that way. So, you know, we'll leave it. But a couple of things. The really good news is that on April the 14th, my twin will be back, and she'll put a topic board up so she decides what she's going to do, but have our Becky back. And I'm really excited about that. And I might have already said this part, but the Winter Park paint out will not be in April this year. It's been postponed until October. So, you know, we'll still sponsor it, but it will be in October instead. And looking forward to that. And Hatter, you need to remember that Sunday is
yes.
Hatter Music.
Will be the fourth and final of the Led Zeppelin series. We featured John Bonham, Life and Times.
Well,
cool.
Saved him for last. That's the first Sunday of the month. Always good.
Yep. And sweet, I put the link up for the show that's coming up on Monday. You can write whenever you get to it, but I was hoping that you would click on it and pick your puppet.
Okay.
I need to do that.
And we still have the collab hold over from Saturday, so we'll be doing Frogs this Saturday, plus our collab, which will be the 41st. 41.
No, it'll be the 40th. It was to put. I wasn't there 42nd. For this week, so there was no collab. So this is number 40. And Friday, I don't know what she's doing, and I don't see a topic board, but Friday, Lady A scheduled. So I sent her a message to see what's up with that. So there we are.
Yeah, well, I want to thank everybody for tuning in this evening, thousands and thousands of people, plus some of those who called in, Steve and Andrew K. And Sweet Pea, thank you so much.
It was fun.
Appreciate
having
it.
I had a good time.
It was fun.
For a while. We all needed laughter.
Anybody remember laughter?
Yeah. Anybody remember laughter? Couldn't resist.
That's my favorite version.
You want to go out with a singing a song, or what do you want to do?
Songs are always good.
You know, I'm back to where it's left alone here. The show's over. It's like the eerie silence. I got to go wrestle with cats. Come here, kitty, completely.
Is it not? It's not illegal, is it?
I think it might be. It might be. Yeah. Well, not Sunday. So, let's see. I haven't been following the March Madness because all the games have been being played other than prime time. I caught one of the games and I didn't know anybody on the team, didn't know the coaches. So, March Madness fell through this year. Been watching curling championships. We had match play on the golf channel. So, all good. and Hatter's going into physical therapy, so he won't be a happy Hatter. He's making strange noises. Well, let's see. Let's go out with, what you choose, Deborah.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, I can do that. How about, this one sounds like fun. So let's try this one. There you go. Love and respect, everyone.
Thanks, guys.
Don Penn.
Rebels been rebels since I don't know when.
Thanks, Hatter. Night.